Father, let's pray. Father, I pray the blood of Jesus upon us,
that you
speak through my mouth and hear us all for what is coming. Be hear us in the body of Christ for what is coming, O Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Sing this with me. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have
decided to follow Jesus. No time in my heart.
No time in
my. One more time. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Thank you, Preston. Thank you, Preston. Thank you, musicians.
Sadaka, the shed, the other car, the other kind of the shed, the hard kind of the other kind of the thing.
Praise the Lord. I was preparing, trying to find something to share with the congregation today. And the Lord bring this as I was praying in the morning. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. The Lord was talking to the Pharisees. Matthew chapter 25, verse 13. Well, that is also good. Watch ye therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Now the verse actually I was writing down, let me see. The Lord said, the Pharisees went, they spun land and sea to make one proselyte. I mean, they spent a lot of money, effort to make one proselyte, but after they made him a proselyte, they made meaning to child, a child of hell, which means what they are teaching them does not lead them to closer to God, but further and further away. So that made me to, and then the Lord pointed something out to me, that after we have given our life to Christ, what are we teaching ourselves? What are we preparing for? Because there is coming serious persecution. That's the topic today. Persecution is coming. It's already here. I wrote a book in the 1980s. Actually, when I was still in Nigeria, I came to America in 1981, January 1st. But I wrote this book in 1979-80 about persecution is coming. I didn't publish it. I didn't print it until I came to America. When I came to America, I printed it in magazines. Then recently, in the 2000 or something, Lord reminded me to print it again. Now it's on my Amazon, persecution coming. And in those days, we still say persecution is coming, but it's already here. What you are seeing in the Middle East, when ISIS rose up, cutting the heads of people, asking them to deny Jesus, take Islam or be killed, that is persecution that we have been saying is coming. It's already here. It's happening in Africa, in Nigeria. You heard of Boko Haram burning churches. You hear about ISIS, ISWAP, telling them to take Islam or be killed. It's already here. It started from the east, but it's coming to the west. If you have been searching the YouTube, you'll be seeing all these things. It's not new. It's already coming to the west. But when it comes to the west, this is what the Bible prophesied in the book of Revelation chapter 13. That is when it really comes to the west. The mark of the beast. The mark
of the beast.
That is why I started this song, and the last song, the song is saying, my God is never failed, he's not going to fail, but he's going to try every believer. It's a trial times. Matthew chapter 13, the Bible said the beast was given power. Who gave him the power? God allowed this. That's what I'm trying to point out. To wage war against who? Verse 7. Revelation chapter 13, verse 7. To wage war, and it was given unto him, that the beast called the Antichrist, to make war with the saints. Who are the saints? You and I that have been born again. And to what? And to overcome them. What does that mean, overcome them? Many will be killed. Many will be arrested. It's coming, folks. We say it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's already here, folks. If you have not been watching the news, they are digitalizing the whole world. Very soon, there will be no more currencies. It's the money you have in your pocket. There will be no more currencies. Everything will be digitalized. And then very soon they will be issuing a chip under the hand, under the skin. That will be like your credit card chips that you have on your credit card, that you only have to swipe it, and you don't need any more currency because you're going to face off currencies. That is what has been pre-planned over the years. It's coming in your generation. I'm saying your generation because there are younger people here. We have been thinking it's going to come in our generation because we are now in our 70s, 80s. But this thing may come in the generation of our grandchildren or our children that are already raising their children. Because we are seeing that even the presidency, the American presidency, they are going to what they call it? Bitcoin. People are saying it's coming. They are going to face off currency in these next few years. We don't know. And they are going to introduce digital currency, whereby it's going to be cheap under the skin. That's the only way you can get your money out of the banks and the grocery stores. But that is what the Bible said is coming, that anybody that takes the mark of the beast will be in the wrath of God. Revelation chapter 14. See, this mark is what you see in the chapter 13, verse the second beast that said he marked the whole world. Let's point that one out before we go to chapter 14. That this second beast came up. In verse 16, they say, it caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. That is the mark, they say, the mark of the beast, which is actually being implemented, will be implemented in form of a chip under the skin. It's already being done underground. They are not taking it like the new thing right now. People are just taking it for fun. Yeah, they say, I'll be sheep. And they will put a chip, and you can use it to swipe and then open doors. But by the time it really become mandatory, it will be where you have your currencies, where you have your bank account, where you have your medical history, and so on and so forth. And then it will be very serious that nobody will be able to buy or sell. That's what the Bible said. Except they receive that mark of the beast. Or the number is of his name, that is, you are part of that, you are digitalized. Verse 17. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the beast, the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. What do you mean by no? You can't buy or sell because that is the only currency now. Unless you have their sheep under your skin, you can't get a job. If you get a job, you cannot get your salary except through the money is already deposited in your account, and that's how you get it in the grocery stores. It's coming. It's already here in a way. It's already here in the Americas, in the European countries. That's why I say when the persecution comes, it's going to be in that format. It started from the East, where the extreme jihadists are killing Christians. But you'll be surprised that it will still be the same extreme jihadists that are coming into this country. And they are the one that, you see, I'm being warned not to say this, you know, because this is being recorded for the radio. But you'll be surprised to see that they are already buying America. They are buying America. They are marrying the president. Where they are giving them money. They give them money. They are seeing in the news. It's in the news. Where some of these jihadists are planning that when we get to the West, we don't have to use guns and machines that cut people head off. We just go through their philosophy. We go through the politics. We get our people into the Senate. Get our people into the governors, into the mayors. That's why you are seeing them running. Who is the mayor of New York? One jihadist. Who is the people in Minnesota? And in Europe, they are taking over gradually, gradually. It's the same spirit, jihadists. And the Saudi will say, oh, these people, I say so, we didn't support them. They are the problem makers over here. But on the ground, they are funding them. Where did they get the money? Osama bin Laden, where did he get his money? He was a son of somebody in Saudi Arabia that came and did 9/11. It has been going on gradually and gradually and gradually, and the Saudi government said, no, we are not supporting them. They are just some fanatics that run away from this place. They say, who is giving them the money? Where did they get the money? Look at what's going on in Africa, in Nigeria. All this ISIS, Boko Haram, bandits, they call them now. Where did they get all this money to buy all these weapons? Is it, those weapons are not free, AK-47, they are not free. Some people are funding them. Where are they getting the fund from? Well, they have pointed some people out. They see they are all what? Underground jihadists. And that is how the Lord allowed it. It's going to happen coming to the Western world. Coming to the Western world. But say, are we, as believers, are you ready to stand? Stand for Jesus. That's why I say I have decided to follow Jesus. Why? Because there will be beheading. There will be killed. People have seen dreams and visions of it, prophesying that it's coming to this America. To this America. It may not be in 10 years, it may not be in 5 years, it may not be in 15 years, but it's coming. And many of you are still young, are going to have your children, you're going to have your children, children, better warn them to know that don't take the mark of the beast. Because anyone that take that mark and join there because of food, chapter 14, Revelation chapter 14, verse 8, 9, and 10 says, anyone that take the mark, we have the wrath of God. Verse 8 says, and they are followed another angel saying, Babylon is falling. Verse 9 said, and the third angel followed them saying, with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive the mark in his forehead or in his hand. Verse 9, verse 10 said what? Verse 10. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. So you see, that is the verdict of God for those who are going to join their system and receive the mark. But I'm saying it's already coming. It's already coming. But what are we preaching this? To scare you? No, to get you ready. Is the purpose. That's why I say I have decided to follow Jesus. When you say, are you going to take Islam or give your life? Are you going to say, I don't want to die, I don't want to die? Are you going to take Islam? No, I have decided to follow Jesus. Why? Because Christ said, I will raise them up on the last day. Even those who died for Christ, very soon, in a few years after that, Christ is going to call every saint out of the grave to live on this planet again forever, while the jihadists and all those that are persecuting the Christians will be destroyed in the world war that will follow. And they will not be resurrected until 1,000 years to go to the lake of fire. So, which one do you want to choose? I have decided to follow Jesus. Sing it again. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. If you have decided to follow Jesus, make up, be ready to stand, because Apostle Paul said it in one of his letters. Say, too much tribulation shall we enter that kingdom. Too much tribulation. Many of the brethren, many of our brethren have been passing on to glory one by one. In fact, the Bible says in one of those chapters in the book of Revelation that it will be coming to a time where you say, blessed are those that die in Christ. From that time forward, because the terrible thing that's coming to happen to those who are still alive will be serious. Those who die in Christ and they are waiting in paradise for the resurrection, say they are blessed because they are resting for their labors. Because there's coming a time when there will be people who prefer to die and there was no death coming because of the tribulation that will come. It is in the book of Revelation. If you have not been reading it, go read the whole book of Revelation. There was a plague that was upon the earth in the next few years of the book of Revelation. That is part of the plague of the end of the world. That people are being tormented for 5 months because of what's called some locusts. Locusts that fill the earth and they are not allowed to eat plants, but they are to bite human beings. And say they bite human beings, and for 5 months they were in pain, people that are beaten. And they won't be able to live, they prefer to die. You know, the Bible says death running from them. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 9 or 6. I've not pointed to that one. But these are all the things that are earmarked for the end of the world. That's why the Bible says in that part, and said, blessed are those that die in Christ around that time, because their work will follow them, they are resting from their labors. But I said, it's coming to a time where people will have to first choose whether you are going to stand for Jesus or you are going to follow your belly just to take the mark of the beast and go to the grocery and get your food or get your medicine or so on and so forth. So I'd rather die than to take the mark. You've got to make up your mind. And that is what is why I said, if you don't preach all these things that is coming to happen, and it happens, and people that you think they are believers, they are beginning to fall away for food. Fall away because they threaten them to take Islam. Fall away because of the trouble that's coming. You know, people have been preaching prosperity doctrine, as if, oh, if you come to our church, you'll be multimillionaire. It's all these mega churches. But when the trials will come, will that doctrine be able to stand? Will that doctrine be able to make them stand? That is why the Lord is saying, you better warn people, this thing is coming. And God is not going to wait till you get full to be high. No, God will test. That's what is going on in all the churches. Look at the churches in Africa, in northern Nigeria. Were they all filled with the Holy Ghost? Many of the members, many of them have not even been filled with the Holy Ghost. But they were faced with Islam, choose Islam. Many of them were killed, churches were being burned. So God is not saying, I'm going to wait till all of them grow to the fullness of the church of Christ. No, it's coming to happen right now. I'm saying, get ready. Get ready for the persecution that's coming. We are here in this Western world, look like everything still can be peaceful, but it's going to change suddenly. It's going to change suddenly. When these things, and it's already going underground. That's one thing I wanted to point out, that get ready, the Lord is coming soon. But how long will this thing last? How long will it last? The Bible said it's a 3.5 years, another 3.5 years, when the terrible things will be coming upon the world. And during that 3.5 years is where people will say, well, are we going to be here? Or are we going to be here? Get ready, because if you have made up your mind to stand for Jesus, and you are standing for him, no matter what comes, you are ready for him. And if you have to lay down your life for Christ, you know you are going to a better place. If you believe Jesus is the Lord of the heavens and Lord of the earth, and even Lord on the underground there where they call hell, you can go there and pick anybody out of there. If you believe that, then you are not afraid. That's why the Bible says he delivered them from the fear of death, because you know he already conquered death. Even if we are killed for him, when we know that he can also choose to make somebody not to even be hurt. But even if he chooses not to do that, because we know the stories of the days of the apostles, when they were being arrested by Rome in the Roman Empire, all the apostles, Peter was killed in Rome, Apostle Paul was killed in Rome according to the history, persecution rose up in that generation, and that was why the apostles thought Christ was coming, because they were in that same phase where it was the government swept every one of them being arrested, thrown into the lions. Some will deny it. Some will deny their faith, and because they don't want to die by the lions. But those who stood firm, the Lord accepted them. The Lord accepted them to his kingdom. And that's why Apostle Paul said, through much tribulation are we going to enter the same this kingdom. And the tribulation look like there'll be ease for a while, for a long time, but the tribulation is coming, brethren. But God has given promises, promises, promises to those that are faithful. You look at it in the book of Revelation chapter 3, and he said to the church of Philadelphia, the church of love, he said, I will keep you from the hour of temptation that is coming upon the world. The church of Philadelphia, from verse chapter 3 of the book of Revelation, from verse, let's see, verse 8. Verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptations, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. That trial of hour of temptation is upon all the world. That is what we are talking about. It has started. It has started in the East, Middle East, coming to Africa. It's now coming to the West, Europe, and Western world, where the persecution will be severe, but it's going to be economic. Economic. That's what even the jihadists are already planning, that economic persecution, where they will face off all these things, and there will be only one way to get your money from the bank. And many people will run ahead and scatter. But the Bible says God will protect some people, protecting them from the hour of temptation, because they have been faithful. So if you have been faithful, looking unto Jesus, walking with Jesus, he's able to protect us. And those who will lay their life down and be killed, he's going to raise them up in a few years later to live with him forever. So choose this day whom you will serve. And that is the message that he first wanted to point to you guys, that hey, are you ready for what is coming? Are you ready for what is coming? Because the end is near. The end that we're talking about is no more like, well, maybe our fathers talked about this thing many years ago. It can be in the future. But let me also give you a warning. The same thing when we say be ready is the same readiness you need you to go and meet him if you are going to pass on to glory, because you are old, or because you are sick of anything or something. If you are not ready, acceptable before him, if you die, are you acceptable before him? If you die for whatever thing that kill anybody, accident, terrorists, or sicknesses, or anything, if you die today, are you acceptable before the Lord? That is the readiness must also address that. Before you talk about the Antichrist, the people being killed because of persecution, if it does not come in your day, are you ready? Even if you grow old and die before that time comes, is he going to accept you into his kingdom? That's why I say, pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all the evil things he mentioned, and also to stand before the Son of Man. That is, are you standing before the Son of Man? Will he accept you into his kingdom? Because there are many people that have dreams and seen visions of people died, and they saw them in hell. Some people that came to be pastors on earth, and they saw them in hell, and they were crying and saying, this is why they were turned into hell. All forgiveness and all those type of things that can make people. That's why he said, you better pray that you also will be able to stand before the Son of Man, acceptable before him. Even if this persecution we are talking about is not coming in your generation, or it's not coming yet. Because anybody can go out of this world through many other ways before persecution. But make sure you are acceptable, accepted by Christ Jesus into his kingdom, by living for him, walking in love, walking in forgiveness, walking in humility, like you are discovering this morning. Make sure you are acceptable to him. That is very important. That is the first step. And if you are not even sure of yourself, you are not sure of your salvation, you are not sure whether you are accepted by Christ, you need to be born again first. So we are going to invite you to give your life to Christ. And if you say, well, I think I'm born again, but I'm not really sure, then you have to believe the word of God. Believe what Jesus Christ said, and then live according to what he said. Because why do we call us believers? We just believe what Christ said. We just believe what he said. Because that makes the difference between the Christians and the other religions. That's why they call them believers. I mean, you just believe that Jesus Christ's blood that he died on the cross is for you. Believe in it. That's why we call them believers. You don't doubt that. Now, look at it. Jesus Christ himself said it in the Gospel of John chapter 6. Gospel of John chapter 6. Let me just point that one out to everybody. Because God said over and over and over and over again that I will raise them up by the last day, anyone that believes in him. You have passed from death unto life. And he will raise us up at the last day. You can read several verses because the Lord mentioned it again and again in that chapter 6 of Gospel of John. In verse 56, he said, "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me." And that means Christ has to come and be living inside you. That's what it means. He living by you, living by me, is living inside you. That's when you are born again. So if you have not been born again, you need to get yourself surrendered to Christ and let him come and live inside you. And he mentioned that he will raise us up at the last day. Many other verses, Bible verses that I will not point to. Now, after we have talked about this, about the Lord is coming and the mighty persecution that is coming, and he wants you to make up your mind, am I following Jesus? Am I going to stand in the desert? Or am I going to give my voice? Because you may say, well, you know something, why couldn't they just bow the head? Remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? These men, they went before Nebuchadnezzar in that story, in the book of Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar raised up a statue of himself, pure gold, and said, all the rulers, he didn't call everybody in this country, all the rulers should come and bow to that image. And he put a threat, anyone that will not bow to that image will be thrown to the fire. And only three Hebrew boys, Hebrew men, who didn't know that that was coming. They just thought, well, we are to be respect the governor, the king. The king told us to come. Well, they wanted to honor the king because the king was going to make all this opening of this statue like they do in all this world, you know. They wanted to open a new building. They call all the dignitaries to come and they're going to cut the tape and everybody's going to clap. And then they didn't know that the king has already made a decree that everyone should bow to that image, his own image in gold. But the Israelites, the Jews, that was abomination to them. You are not to bow to any image. Oh, now they want to refuse. You can see what people will say, just bow, it doesn't affect your heart. No, it affects your heart. It's a choice. The same thing with these people, they say, mark of the beast, well, it's just technology. It's just a new technology. You still have faith in God? No, the Bible says this. It's either you believe the Bible, that's, you just read chapter 14, the book of Revelation chapter 14, only believers will not take the mark of the beast. Because they believe that Revelation chapter 14 is talking about they are going to be in the wrath of God if they take the mark. The rest of the world will say it's a new technology. It's a new technology. Why are you fighting against it? That was what some churches will even preach. Why are you fighting against it? It's just technology. But those who are believers that read it in the Bible, that Bible said, anyone that take this mark, that is the mark, will take the wrath of God, then only the believers will be persecuted. That's what I'm trying to make you to see. Only Christians that believe the Bible will be in that danger. Not the rest of the world that think the new technology has come. They will be taking their dollars and their naira and their currency to the bank and getting this wiped into their new ship so that they have no money in the, that is going to be used, that cannot be used anymore. So that's why it is a persecution. It is designed against true believers. So designed against true believers. Now he said, if you have make up your mind to follow Jesus, you are ready to stand and you are not going to say, well, it's just technology. It's not technology. It is whether you believe this word. Like I said, why are you called believers? Because we believe what Jesus Christ said. If you believe in me, you have passed from death unto life. By just believing that he died for you on the cross, you have passed from death unto life. That's all. Yes. Then just walk in his path. Just walk in his path. Just follow his footsteps. Nothing more? Yeah, nothing more. The Muslim didn't believe that this blood will just make you righteous. The other religion didn't believe that by just believing in his name, you are going to be accepted by God. But God is going to prove it. So you may say, well, I can just believe his name. I had a cousin that said, well, he was a Muslim. And he said, well, I also pray in the name of Jesus. Not just pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ said some people will come and say, I even walk signs and wonders in your name. You have to be committed to this cause of Jesus. He said, well, he didn't want to go to become Christian, but he also prayed in the name of Jesus. And that's not going to do it. You've got to forsake all. That's why Christ said, I am the only way. No, just one of the ways. Like the other, the last Pope said, you are just one of the ways. No. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth. And you have to be committed to that. Believing that is what is our salvation. Believing that Jesus Christ said it, and I'm following him, I'm not following other religion. That is the salvation for us. And that his blood was shed for us, that is the salvation. You just believe in that, yes. That's why you call them believers. And when you stand firm and they said deny your Jesus and you refuse to deny your Jesus, then you are like John the Baptist. What did Lord Jesus Christ say? So the least in his kingdom, the least in his kingdom will be greater than who? Greater than John the Baptist, who gave his life, he caught his head off also. See, that is the least in his kingdom. So that's why Apostle Paul said, through much tribulation we shall enter that kingdom. But that tribulation is coming, as I said, and when it comes to the Western world, and the things become that you can't buy or sell unless you go and join them and get the sheep under the skin to be able to charge your something through the credit card, through the banking system that they are introducing, will you be able to say no? So how are you going to feed yourself then for the next 3 years, whatever time it takes? How are you going to feed yourself? Many will be hiding, many will be trusting God. God will be performing wonders for some people in their corners. But that's why you have to build up your faith right now while the time is still not here. So that you can believe God that he's going to multiply your food that you have left. Like the story of Elijah the prophet. When he was with the woman that said, I have nothing left, just this little means. He said, well, it shall not run out until the Lord come to bring rain again. And by that faith, it didn't run out. It did not run out. But you have to believe. That faith comes by building it up right now before this thing occurs. Trusting God that if I'm going to die, I'm going to die. Look at the story of Esther in the Bible. Esther was the queen, and the persecution came against the Jews. She could do something about it because she was the queen, but she said, hey, they said we shouldn't come into the king unless he comes for you. I can't do it all. And Mordecai, uncle said, if you don't stand for us this time, you don't know whether that is why God make you queen. If you don't stand for us, God will raise up another person. But you will be destroyed. And Esther finally said, if I perish, I perish. That is the faith God is saying. I'm able to stand. If I perish, I perish. That is the faith God is saying. You better build it up right now. Build your faith up right now. If I perish, I perish. And she stood up and went before the king, and the king quickly, because God already prepared for the king to accept her. So it's coming to the time where you've got to decide and say, if I perish, I perish. I'm standing for Jesus. How are they making you? Look at what is happening in Nigeria. They arrested all these boys. We have heard a story many years ago of a little girl that refused to take the Islam, and they released all the others, and we don't know what happened to the girl now. They force her and all this type of thing. But see, if I perish, I perish. It's going to turn to that in the next few years for even the Western world. If I perish, I perish. I'm going to stand for Jesus. That is what he is calling you and I unto. Those who are going to enter that kingdom of God, he said they are worthy. Worthy to receive the kingdom that God is preparing. They are worthy because they suffer with him, with Christ, then they shall reign with him. If you are ready to, if you stand firm to suffer whatever is coming your way, but you are not going to deny Christ, if you stand firm and you suffer with him, very soon, in a few years later, he's going to raise them up into a new body to live with him and reign for 1,000 years on this planet Earth. And all those people that are persecutors and jihadists will be dead and in hell, in lake of fire they are going to. But those who suffer with Christ, you see, they are worthy to reign with him because they suffered for this kingdom. then they are worried to rain. That is what we are saying when we say, I have decided to follow Jesus. Know what you are doing, know who you are following, know why you are following him. Know that he is the only way, know that he is the only truth, know that he is the only way to heaven, the only way to salvation. And stand boldly to say, I'm going to follow Jesus. I am not going to follow the world or the Islam or take the mark of the beast or because of food. I'm going to stand for Jesus. Believing him, believing that he is the Lord of heaven, he is the Lord of the earth, he is coming back to take over this planet earth. And the kingdom of God is going to reign and rule forever on this planet earth. And the dead in Christ, people say, well, you will be dead. Yes, but he's going to raise us up. He's going to raise all the believers first. That's what Apostle Paul said in the first Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. Put that one up for me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. Anybody there? I already did it for me. Apostle Paul telling us how things are going to be. So for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we shall alive and remain, that's from about 15 days, unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent them that are asleep. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we shall alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, shall not prevent them which are asleep. He's telling you that there will be serious persecution. That's what it's been. Some of the people will have been killed, but those who are alive and remain, hiding in the jungle, may be still in prison, many are already scattered in these last days. They are not going to prevent them that are already dead, whether they are dead long time ago or they are dead by the time the Antichrist killed them and so on. Because the Lord, for the next 16 says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, verse 16. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise forth. So he's going to call the dead in Christ to rise up first. Now verse 17. Then we shall alive and remain. So he kept saying remain means that serious things going on worldwide, killing people. They were happening. Yeah, that was happening in their time. That's why he was even saying that we. And that was the fourth generation. And the last generation is going to be like that. That's what the Lord has pointed out to us. The last generation before he comes will be like that. Apostle Paul and his group and all the believers, Peter and all of them. You remember the story of Peter? When the sin first happened, Herod wanted to kill Peter. God delivered him by an angel. But when it was time for all the churches to be tried, God allowed Peter to go to Rome. And he was recovered. It was reported that was where he also was killed. And during that time was when Apostle Paul was so scared. That was why Apostle Paul was saying, we. He was thinking that we will still be alive when this thing will come. So we that are alive and remain. Many have been killed, but some of them will still be alive when Christ just come, sweep them away. Shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is what everybody called the rapture. The rapture. That Christians are going to be raptured. It will take place. It will happen. But we are telling you, before it happened, there will be this we that are alive and remain. Serious persecution. That look like nothing like that is happening now. America, when I came in 1981, I have been preaching this off and on to people. I was in the store, one of those stores. But I met one of those white guys, and he was one of the shop salesmen. And we shouted, oh, he's a believer. Oh, you're a believer, yeah. And I told him, persecution is coming. And I pointed some of the business. I said, oh, we are going to take our gun and fight back. I said, no, that's not what the Lord said. You're not to fight your gun, fight back. Because it's going to come. Some people are preparing guns. No. What did Lord Jesus say we should do? Pray for your enemies. Pray for your enemies. Oh, Lord, how can we pray for them? We should take our gun and fight back. It's not what God said. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That is what we have to emulate. That's whom you have to emulate. Not to take your gun and fight back. That man I'm talking about, that was in my 20s then. He was in his 40s. Most likely he's already gone to glory right now, that man. But he's still coming. This thing is still coming. And Christ is not saying, take your gun and fight back. He's saying, pray for them that persecute you, so that you'll be like Jesus. That's the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They do not know that they are selling us to that glory. When they kill the Christians, they are selling them over to the glory that God is preparing for them. They are selling them over. People, you say, want to kill me? Yes, Jesus, I'm coming home. Go ahead. That should be the emotions of those who know where they are going. If you know that you are going to a better glory, and very soon you are going to be resurrected to live on this planet forever and ever, you should be saying, oh, you want to kill me for preaching Jesus? Jesus, I'm coming home. Hallelujah. Go ahead. That should be your motive. That should be your rejoicing. If you know where you are going. If you believe that Jesus is the Lord of the other side and Lord of all things, then you will not be afraid to live down your life. And persecution is coming. Don't let it bad. They are pointing that because those who are on the border side, they are not ready for Jesus. But know where you are standing. Choose this day whom you will follow. Praise the Lord. Choose this day whom you will follow. While those who are following Christ, stand firm. Because it will come, the persecution will come. But it's a trial times. Think of the story of Job. That was a template of those who will suffer for the name of their God. The story of Job in the Bible. God put it there as a template. That look, he was boasting of this man called Job that was righteous. And the devil said, hey, he's worshipping you because you are giving him everything. You stop praying, stop answering his prayers. He will curse you. That's like a challenge. Okay, go ahead and take everything away from him. And Job said, God give it, God take everything away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The devil doesn't like that. Another time, that was how the story was written for us. From the vantage of heaven. Job did not know what was going on. It was just from the vantage of this is what was happening between God and the devil. And the devil came one more time and said, well, do you see? You make me to take all these things away from Job. He's still standing upright. Every man will give everything they have for their life. You touch his body, let him be sick. His bones hurt, he will curse you. All right, go breathe. Let's save his life. And the devil went and did everything he could do. Until even the devil wanted him to know that she is not responding. He went to his wife. Was also in the same situation. You can see your husband suffering nothing, and your children lost, your cattle lost, and the devil went for the woman. Hey, you are sick of keeping your integrity. Curse God and die. That was what the devil wanted to get out. And Job said, "You are a foolish. You are talking like these foolish people. Can we receive good from God and refuse to receive evil?" That said, Job did not offend with his mouth. When it came to a point, all his friends came and said, Job, I think you should be repenting. Good things like this, evil things like this don't happen to good people. There must be some secret sins. People will judge you like that too if God begins to allow this thing. In fact, if you this persecution comes, some of the church members will think you must be doing something wrong. Or your family members will be trying to say, give up this religion. They are going to kill you. Give up this religion. Are you going to give up the faith of Christ? It will happen like that. His friends, Job's friends came and said, Job, you are saying things that you don't want to. You are saying you are righteous. You should be repenting. And that's what many people will counsel you to do too. When the Lord allowed this persecution, it's going to be a trial time for every believer. And I want you to know, just like God was boasting of Job, God is boasting of the saints. And if you are one of the saints, he's boasting of you too, that you are going to stand. Then, are you going to deny, are you going to stand, or are you going to fail him? He never failed us yet. That's what that song said. He's never failed us yet. But are you going to fail him because of food, or because of some few years or not? Even if you live 400 and something years or not, it's speck compared to eternity. So that's why you want to choose whom you are going to follow. Choose, and God will try every believer. That's what I'm trying to point out with the story of Job. It is mandatory to try everyone that comes to him that is this going to stand when the real persecution comes. The persecution may not be through the jihadists, it can be through many forms. If you stop praying, answering your prayers, maybe all along you have been praying, miracles happen. You've been praying, miracles happen. You pray for others, miracles happen. You pray for yourself, miracles happen. That is the days of glory. Now there will be a time for tests, like in your school. There will be a time for tests for you to be promoted from this grade to the next grade, there must be a test. We call it exam in education. That exam is a trial times. That is what all these tests will be. But it's coming to the final phase now. God does not have to do one by one. He wants to do a global test for everybody. That is what you say the mark of the beast is coming. Everybody worldwide will be tested to stay where you're going to stand. Are you standing? Are you going to say, I'm following Jesus? I believe he is the Lord. I believe he's the only way. And the other religion say, you are going to be killed. Say, I'm going to die for him. Then you have passed. Let's stand to our feet. Let's stand to our feet. Have you decided to follow Jesus? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Lift up your hands. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me. The wall behind me. The cross before me. The wall behind me. The cross before me. The wall behind me. No turning back. No turning back. Now, just talk to the Lord Jesus. Pray. Just talk to the Lord Jesus. Can you say, say, Lord, give me the strength. Holy Ghost, take me over. So that when the trial times come, whatever form it comes, it doesn't have to be the mark of the beast yet. It could be just you pray and pray and pray and pray for something and it's not happening yet. And are you going to deny Christ? Are you serving him just because he's answering your prayers? That is part of a test. Your own test may be just that before the other thing comes. But you are telling you the general one is coming worldwide. So pray and say, Lord, give me the grace. Holy Ghost, strengthen me with might in the inner man. So that when the persecution comes, or when the trial comes, or when I pray, look like something is not happening. King David prayed for a little baby that said, the cause said this baby is going to die because of adultery you did. And David went into fasting. Fasted, he knew that it was because of the problem. Prayed unto God, fasted, and fasted, and fasted, and fasted. And the baby still died. Did he curse God? No. He had his friends, they were saying, come and eat. He said, no. He was fasting. And then the baby died. They say, well, we don't tell him. He's going to kill himself. And he saw them whispering. Is the baby dead? Said, yes. He just rose up, took his bath, went to worship God. He said, what is this thing you do? When the baby is alive, you are praying and crying and fasting. And baby died, you rejoice and eat. Yeah. He said, I can't bring the baby back. You have to decide. Know whom you are serving. That you are following Jesus and I'm going to stand to the end. So that's what they're saying. Tell him, give me the grace to stand to the end. Father God, give me the grace to stand to the end. Give me the grace to stand to the end. I know whom I'm following. Whether he answered my prayer or he doesn't answer my prayer, I know he's the Lord. I'm going to follow him to the end. That's what he was saying. You may pray and pray for sickness and disease, look like it's not happening, and you think, well, maybe God is not alive. No, God is alive. That may be your challenge, that may be your trial, that the prayer has not been answered. Just keep believing God. Just keep following him. Even if he doesn't answer, I'm still, I belong to Jesus. If you know whom you are following, if you know who you are serving. Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commit our sins to thy hand. And you guys on the radio land that will be hearing this, or on television that will be hearing this, I pray for all of you. If you say you are a believer, stand firm, because the days of persecution is coming if it has not come to your section yet. And if you are already in your section, stand firm for Jesus, because very soon, even if you die, he's going to raise you up in a few years later to live with him forever. And the kingdom that the Bible said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, what God has prepared for them that love him. And he's showing it unto us, the new Jerusalem that is coming. So that is what we are beginning to say, that set your face on that goal. Like our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, he set the glory before him so that he can endure the cross. Nobody could endure that cross, but he set the glory before him, saying that after this cross of 3 days, he's going to come back and enter into his glory. Every one of us that are going to go through any trials in this life, we have to set our face on that glory that God has put in front of us. The new heaven and the new earth, the new Jerusalem. He said that what is going to be revealed in us, our body will be growing like our Lord Jesus Christ can grow right now. So set your eyes on that, so that whatever you are going to go through to get to that, will be nothing compared to the glory that's going to be revealed in you and in me. So set your eyes on that. Set your eyes on that glory. Father, we pray, Lord God, that everyone that's hearing this message will set their eyes on the glory that you have set before us, so that we can endure whatever pain, whatever persecution, whatever trials will come our way before we enter that glory. Because it's like a storm. And you have to pass through that storm to enter to that big city. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.